Thanks for calling the Largo Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status?
Appliance expediter.
I'll connect you with someone who can help with appliance in the appliances department.
Largo Home Depot Appliances, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Michelle, calling from Home. I'm calling from XPO regarding a customer Home Depot installation. What service call scheduled for today? I'm just calling to speak with the COS.
Oh, sure. Hang on one moment. I'll transfer you over there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ride on the end or stand in the basket. Climbing up.
Good morning, this is Hilda. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm calling from XPO Logistics regarding a customer Home Depot service call that was scheduled for today.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're calling to find out the service call doesn't come from us. But
No, ma'am. I'm calling the tech was not able to complete the service call that was scheduled for the customer.
Okay, not completed as in what was wrong?
Okay, so the service calls was for the AC vent wasn't working. The tech was not able to complete the service due to they would need to take apart the unit. So the customer is going to need a replacement.
This is a big, like an air conditioner. Outside.
Correct.
Air conditioner? Okay, and I don't even know if I have his order. Do you have his order number or anything? I mean, how would I know?
Yes, ma'am, I can go ahead and provide the customer's information.
FMI, but go ahead. What's his information? Do you have his order number?
So this would.
321.
So it doesn't show the previous order number listed. Okay. I do have the customer's name.
Or telephone number. I'm trying to get in the easiest way it's going to look. It's going to only come up however it's put in here, but.
So the telephone number is 272. I'm sorry, 727.
Okay.
421.
421.
8174.
Let me see. Oh, boy, it comes up like 20 times. Let me see. Under three different people. This one is the most current. Lloyd. Oh, nothing under there. No records found, so that's not under that. I have no clue. Let's go back. I mean, I have the only thing I show that was ever at the store, it shows no records found. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to.
One moment, ma'am. I'm going to see if I'm able to get that for you. One moment.
This was an SF&I AC. Look, he's in here three times. Even listen to the one where we can actually reach it and say yes. Nothing comes up. Actually, nothing over this time. There's a part he needed. They went out. They don't have it, of course, so they have to get another part. And why is she calling him?
Okay, so the original order number for this is...
Oh, wait, I got to reset. Sorry. All right, the original order number?
214.
That's a PO. Okay, 214.
70435.
70435. Let's see if I can pull it up. Yeah. Let's see. Come on. Okay, William Carlson, HD common window AC above thing, and then it shows, I don't know what this bottom thing is, 25,000 BTU, that one electric controlled. Was the unit like $484, do you know?
No, ma'am, I don't know the cost. It's just the original order number.
He's got two different things under that order number. Both
this is only showing for a installation of an AC unit.
I mean, that's exactly what this is showing. PO. All right, so it's got to be this little one. Square trade. Just as small as like a window unit, yeah? That's what you're talking about? Okay, so what am I putting on there that you guys went out there and they were unable to repair it due to needing a part? Because he doesn't call the store.
The customer is going to need a replacement unit due to the unit is defective.
Okay. So I'm just going to put a note that you guys are doing that or no?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
I'm just going to put a note in that you guys are going to be replacing the unit.
No, this is XPO. Home Depot would have to send out the customer replacement. They would have to set up a replacement for the customer.
I don't know how they'd even do that. Because this was sold under what's called an SF&I.
I'm just calling in to advise that the tech is requesting a trip charge due to he went out and was not able to complete the service for today.
It's XPO?
Correct.
And you're requesting a trip charge?
Correct.
And what is the trip charge?
$75 for going out to the customer.
Oh, my God, the unit was $125. That's great. That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Helga, H-E-L-G, and I have to give her the manager before I can do anything. Because you're telling me we now also have to set up for him to get a replacement, even though your tech was just out there? I don't get that at all.
He was out there for a service call.
Right,
that
but
was
they
not
condemned
able to
the unit,
complete.
Apparently, correct?
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
He condemned the unit?
The unit was already there.
No, but I mean, did he condemn it? That's the only way you get these new units, is if a service tech sends in paperwork says it's been condemned.
I'm not sure what you're referring to. Since the service call was set up, the tech went out to complete the service, was not able to complete, so he's requesting a trip charge.
Okay, I don't see where anybody requested a trip charge. Maybe I'm not looking correctly, but I see nothing about a trip charge. I mean, him, you know, going out and do a service call, that's all I'm asking. So I'm trying to figure out how on earth are we supposed to get him what he needs. Oh, all right, that whole order just went off the screen. I'm going to need that 2141 number again. 2125.
Yes, ma'am. It's 214.
Mm-hmm.
70435.
All right. I'm not sure how to put it in, but the $75 trip charge. All right. And your name?
My name is Michelle. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
What's that, Michelle?
Michelle.
Can you spell it, please?
M-I-C-H-E-L apostrophe L-E.
C-L apostrophe L-E. Okay. All right. I'll put it in. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.